Hey, it's Chris from the Classic Metal Show. Just wanted to make sure you never, ever lose the CMS to the corporate entities of the world taking us down. Subscribe to our podcast by following our feed, https://j.mp/CMS feed. j.mp/CMS feed. Just plug that into your podcast player and you'll never lose us. It's uncensored and it's controlled by us, not any main tech giant. So do it today, fucks.
It's World War III right here on your Classic Metal Show featuring Mandy Lyon from When God Turned Away. That is Rise. Rise, people. Rise up and get out there and vote.
Do you think people will, or do you think it's still going to be 60 million?
What do you mean?
Do you think that it's... last time it was, what, 65 million people?
Yeah, 65 million, yeah.
Do you think it's going to be like 106 million or something like that? Or do you think it's going to stay right around 65 million?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, if it gets up to, say, like 75 million, you know, that's an improvement, I guess.
Yeah. I'm just saying, do you think people will, or do you think it's just a bunch of bullshit celebrity hype that'll turn into nothing? I think it's going to turn into nothing, personally. I think it's going to be the same. I think it's going to be exactly the same as it was, you know, the last time.
I think the enthusiasm is much higher.
Yeah, but people are still lazy.
Well, I agree. I completely agree. But my only advice to, you know, anybody who is going to go out and vote, do it in person. Mm-hmm. Do it in person. Don't rely on mail-in voting and all this other stuff, because already you're seeing the bullshit going on with these ballots already coming up missing.
Yeah.
Or not getting delivered, or, you know, go do it in person. You know, this whole COVID, oh, well, you know, I might catch something, you know, it's like, that's a bunch of bullshit. People are going out to restaurants and going out to bars and, you know, going out to the grocery store and, you know, going to work. A lot of people still going to work every day. I go to work every day. I deal face to face with customers. I'm not worried about dealing with customers face to face.
Yeah, but dude, the virus knows to avoid those people.
Does it?
The virus knows to infect voters.
Okay.
Don't you know that?
All right, if you say so.
That's got to be. Otherwise, why would they have these rules?
I don't know.
Why would they have rules that you have to wear a mask when you walk in and out of a restaurant, but not when you're sitting down?
Yeah, well, I heard that, you know, I guess it was Jericho who was saying that in California, Commifornia, as he puts it, that they want you to wear your mask even at the table and just pull it down to put something in your mouth and then put it back up over your mouth while you're eating. So you're doing this the whole time.
Fuck that.
You know,
who's going to enforce that?
I don't know, but that's what they're talking about. It's just like, what are you, fucking ridiculous?
Yeah, for something that kills 0.01% of people.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. But anyway, that's what these lefty, you know, goofballs think, that they're saving the world. They think they're saving everybody. They're saving lives, man.
Right.
So anyway, just go out there and vote in person. That's all I got to ask.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of going out and voting in person and going to restaurants and stuff, you sent over a couple of things.
I did.
So what do you want to cover first?
Let's go with the, we'll go with the negative before the positive.
I guess. All right.
Let's go with the shorter one, the Andy Baskin one first.
Okay.
So I've brought this fucking Nimrod up before on the show. There's a show, a sports talk show. The two clips that we're going to go with here are from sports talk. Okay. I'm a sports talk fan. And even though I'm not supporting the NFL in any way this year, not going to lie and say that I'm not listening to sports talk and I'm not keeping up with it and whatnot. I'm just not supporting it in any way, shape, or form. You know, I refuse to do that. But there's a show in Cleveland. It's a local show called Baskin and Phelps.
Okay.
And it's Jeff Phelps that does a lot of the Cavalier broadcast stuff. And then it's Andy Baskin, who was the sports guy at our ABC affiliate, then got fired. So now he just does sports talk on the radio station, 92.3 The Fan.
Now, was this the guys that complained about how hard it was to do a broadcast?
This is one of the guys.
One of the guys. It was so difficult. Yeah.
This is one of the guys. Well, I was listening yesterday, I guess it was, and I was driving, and this annoyed me so bad that I started screaming at my fucking radio.
All right.
Because it's this guy, but it's the mood of so many people that are thinking like this guy that just makes me hate society.
Right.
Now, you'll hear it. He has bought in so far on the COVID thing that he's scared for his life. Anytime this fucking twat face leaves his house, he's scared for his life.
Is this the same as LeBron James saying they're being hunted?
Well, apparently
they can't leave the house because they're being hunted.
Apparently the COVID monster is out there hunting this guy because he was absolutely, as you'll hear, absolutely disgusted and distraught and shocked and outraged and every other word we use that people would dare be in a restaurant and not be following social distance everything.
Mm-hmm.
He is, wait till you hear him. He is horrified by this.
Oh boy.
This annoyed me so much that I stopped my car in a parking lot and wrote down the time and then went back to, they do their show with that fallback thing on radio.com.
Okay.
Where you can find yesterday's show and then find segments. I took the time that I wrote down, went back into their radio.com, found the segment, recorded it out to send it to you because I wanted to have it for tonight. That's how much this fucking idiot bothered me with this nonsense.
All right.
Just a fucking shitbag. This is going to make you crazy, dude.
Well, what surprises me is that you're still listening to talk radio or sports talk radio on terrestrial radio.
You know what? It was just one of those things that it was, I couldn't find a podcast that I wanted. And I flipped it over to the sports talk to see what they were talking about. And it came on. And this is what they were talking about.
All right. So you just happened to catch them at an opportune moment.
Yeah, because I really don't listen to radio that much. I mean, I usually have Baskin and Phelps. I have them on as a podcast, but I just didn't have, you know, I don't know why I flipped over to it, to be honest. I'm not going to make any excuse.
Boredom.
Truthfully, it's probably because I was driving and I didn't want to be fucking with my phone. I don't like to drive and fuck with my phone too much. And for whatever reason, Siri doesn't like Pocket Casts as much as Apple Podcasts. So I couldn't just say, hey, put on this podcast. You know, I can't even say it in here because both my phone and my computer will start going off because they're both
they'll start talking to you. Yeah,
they're both Siri enabled, so it won't know who I'm talking to. So it's like, but yeah, so wait till you hear this. And he's talking about your great state of Indiana.
Okay.
He's shitting on Indiana too. So,
all right.
You'll love this.
All right. Here we go.
When you hear that Odell came back negative, that's a good sign, I think, that, you know, what happened in Indy stayed in Indy. Not like that's their slogan. Right,
now, hold on, Neely. Let me explain that. Just Odell Beckham is a wide receiver for the Browns.
All right. I know who he is.
He was sent home earlier this week because precautionary, because they thought he might have COVID. But then he came back negative and they thought, because I guess there was some scandal, the Browns played the Colts last week and apparently a couple of the Colts players had COVID or came up with COVID or some shit like that.
Tested positive for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what they were talking about. That leads into this segment.
Okay.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. There. What happened in Indy stays in Indy.
I don't know. You know, have you been to Indiana? You don't want any of that to leave anywhere. You want that to stay right where.
So what is going on with these? I'm assuming they're not doing this in a studio together.
No, they're probably doing it the way we're doing it.
All right. So one guy is like way over modulated and the other guy is not, you know, so obviously they have no control over their ability to even out the audio.
Well, it's CBS. Why would they be able to fucking hire somebody to keep the levels straight?
You and I do this every week for free with our own, you know, equipment and stuff. But yeah, we're not like blowing people. You know, the first guy,
right?
He's like low in the mix, and the other guy is way over modulated.
Of course.
All right, here we go.
Yes. In fact, if you could get rid of what happens in Indiana, you probably would rather do that.
Yeah. Well, meantime, they're on our quarantine list right now. If you go over there, you got to quarantine for 14 days.
Don't go to Indiana.
I was just there. I mean, I was there. What was that, last week or 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago.
Just avoid Indiana.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, I was there.
There's any advice I ever give anyone on this radio station, avoid the state of Indiana.
Well,
it's just weird over there.
It's just weird over there.
I've never ever up until Friday, I'd never heard anything bad about the state of Indiana.
Well, they're like they're like one of the most non. I don't know what you want to call it, controversial states.
Yeah, I've never heard.
They're just a blue collar farm state. You know, they got manufacturing and a lot of farms, and it's just a blue collar state. There's nothing really that big going on here.
Right.
All right.
In the restaurant last 2 weeks ago in Indy, and it was packed. It was absolutely packed. And it was like, I'm like, did anyone tell these guys about COVID?
Yeah. Well, I people go out here. I go out here. I mean, I've been around, and you know, I go out if I'm out and about, whether it's the grocery store or gas station or whatever, but people aren't concerned. They're not concerned. They just go about their lives.
But just listen to this guy. He's so scared.
Did anybody tell them there's COVID?
Is it a secret here that COVID's happening and these people didn't hear about it? Maybe I should warn them.
Yeah, because you're so enlightened, right? What do you, again, this goes back to the whole thing about the whole Paul Stanley.
Right.
What is it that you know that we don't know?
Yeah.
What do you know so much better than any of the rest of us? Do you get better information about stuff than any, you know, anybody else?
Yeah. No, it's like, shut up. You know, it's like, if you don't want to be there, don't be there. How about that? Just don't be there. If you were uncomfortable, forget COVID. If you walked into a strip club and it was a bunch of fatso chicks and dudes on the stage, would you stay anyway and be like, oh, this is uncomfortable, but I'm going to stay?
No, you go, nope, this ain't for me. So yeah. I'm going to go about my business.
I'm going to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
So if this fucking dumb fuck is horrified and shocked and outraged because there's so many people that aren't adhering to COVID protocol, just fucking walk out.
Yeah, go away. Don't go in there then.
Yeah. What a douche.
Well, see, I need to dictate to everyone else what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
Anybody know what's going on? I mean, there was standing room, and I walked in, and I'm like, I'm out of here. Now, that said, the people that went over there with us, they're all okay right now. So they're all healthy. So maybe I was the fool in that situation. But
yeah, something tells me that that was the perfect assessment right there.
Yeah.
People are out living their lives, dude. That's what people do. They don't let the fear keep them locked away.
It was wall-to-wall people. You were there. Your people were there. None of them got sick. Take the message from that, dick. How about that?
And somehow they ended up okay.
Yeah. The message is it didn't kill anybody. Shut up. Idiot.
It's like, and Jeff was like, really? And I was like, yeah, I walked into this restaurant in Indy, and all of a sudden I look and I'm like, hey, does anybody know that COVID's going on?
Shut up. Shut up. Does anybody know? What are you doing there?
Yeah.
If you know COVID is going on, what are you doing there? Mm-hmm. What did you expect?
Yeah.
You're out in the public. You're obviously had no issue with going out in a public place to get something to eat.
Well, he expected to have the little 6-foot circles on the ground and fucking chairs 30 feet apart, apparently.
Yeah, and you obviously got close enough to whisper into your friend's ear, hey, does anybody know that COVID's going on?
Psst. Hey, dude, COVID's going on. Spread the word.
Mm-hmm. Shut up.
Idiot.
I don't see anybody in here that cares. And I'm looking around and I'm like, not exactly a lot of separation between the tables either. They had the plexiglass up. I'm always fooled when I see this plexiglass stuff up too, because I you know, inherently in my mind, I'm ready to check somebody when I see the plexiglass.
Sure you are.
What? He's going to check somebody?
Like in hockey.
Like he's going to check them against the boards?
Yeah, it's a dumbs. But and if you ever saw this guy, please. This guy would get broken in half by anybody.
All right, he's entertaining.
Yeah, he's great.
So we're at the restaurant the other day. I'm like, oh, there's the glass. Oh, better go give him a shoulder into the boards and finish the play.
Don't do that, because then you got to go back to Indiana to get the lawyer and have to sit through the court case, and you don't want to have to go there twice. Once is enough. You should have to mentally quarantine from Indiana for 6 months if you have to step foot in there.
No, it wasn't bad. It wasn't that bad.
Okay. This is entertaining?
High entertainment in Cleveland.
Oh, boy. Where's Mike Trevisano when you need him?
Yeah, look, there's the picture of Baskin. He's the one on the right.
Okay, take a look here. Oh, okay.
Surprised they didn't touch this up to put a mask on him.
Yeah.
Take a new picture with COVID.
So is this the two guys we just heard talking?
Well, that the other guy, I don't know who the other guy is. That's not Jeff Phelps talking. Okay.
All right.
It's like a substitute and Baskin.
Okay.
Baskin's the guy with the big nose.
Yeah, I kind of
got blue shirt.
All right. Great. I see what I'm missing by not listening to commercial radio. Wow. All right.
So when you're in Indiana quite a bit, have you been horrified when you walked into a restaurant?
No, I'm just glad that businesses are open and they're able to go out there and, you know, still generate some revenue.
Yeah. With all these dumb rules.
Yeah. I'm not worried about it.
What? But dude, this is, I'm looking at the bigger picture. Yeah, this guy's a fucking idiot, but this is how half the country thinks. They literally are scared to death.
Yeah.
They literally are like, well, I'm going to go to the grocery store at 3 o'clock in the morning because I don't want to be any time that there's people in there. I don't want to be there.
Yeah. See again, the people that I encounter, whether it's like at a gas station or at the grocery store or at a Walgreens, I don't see anybody like getting all wiggy that somebody's standing too close to them in the cash register line or, you know, passing each other in the aisle way or anything like that.
Yeah. And nor should you just fucking live your life.
Yeah. I mean, the grocery store that I go to, they still have the up aisles and the down aisles, but nobody even bothers with that.
Yeah.
People are just out there shopping like they normally do, except they got a mask on.
Yeah, exactly. Except they look ridiculous.
Yeah. So, you know, the thing is that, you know, nobody pays attention to the up aisles and the down aisles. People just in and out, whatever they need to get. That's where they go.
Mm-hmm. Well, not Andy Baskin.
Okay. All right. Well, what's this next thing we got?
Okay. Well, I just gave you the stupid side of things.
Yeah.
This is the pendulum swinging the other way. Yay. Yay. This is Clay Travis from Outkick.
Outkick
coverage, who I love. I'm a big fan of him and Jason Whitlock. They're the two main guys at Outkick. And OutKick is kind of the anti ESPN.
Yeah, so they're the what do you want to call the conservative thinking ESPN?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And they can't wait to call out any of the stupidity, which I love. And in this segment was launched because the college football coach, Nick Saban,
okay,
came up as COVID positive on a COVID positive test. So him having that led Clay into an absolute tirade about what people are hiding from, why they're fucking scared, why it's ridiculous to be scared, and what a bunch of fucking frauds and phonies the sports media is for the way they cover sports and COVID specifically. And okay, it just made me laugh. I loved it.
All right. So some guy bringing some common sense to the whole thing.
Oh yeah.
All right, here we go.
All right, let's dive right into the last stand of the Corona Bros. Nick Saban tested positive yesterday afternoon. Nick Saban is so far asymptomatic, immediately began to isolate himself, and the Corona Bros lost their minds, deciding that because the SEC was having to postpone LSU at Florida, and because the SEC was having to postpone Missouri and Vanderbilt, two games so far out of a scheduled 28 games, that the world was falling down around them and there was no way that the SEC was going to be able to play this season. Let me just go through important facts here. First of all
right. So where is he broadcasting from?
I'm not sure if this is his OutKick podcast or if this is part of his show that's on Fox Sports.
Yeah.
It might be the Fox Sports show. He has a Fox Sports show 6 to 9 a.m., but he also has his own personal podcast, OutKick the Coverage, that is on their website and, you know, all the podcast platforms. I'm not sure where. For me, it was part of the podcast.
All right.
I heard it in the podcast.
So. What surprises me is when you have a corporate show,
mm-hmm,
a sponsored show, that these guys don't have better accommodations for doing their broadcasts, because obviously he's in a very echoey room.
Yeah, this might be his podcast, which I think he just does with a laptop.
Yeah.
But not with a mic. I've watched it. It's just him talking to a webcam.
Yeah. Well, see, I guess this is just the stickler in me. Mm-hmm. If I was going to do, obviously we do a live show and it gets turned into a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We try to make the audio not so sketchy.
Yeah. Try to.
Yeah. So, you know, he's got that, like, I'm in an empty room and it's like, you know, very, very echoey in here.
Mm-hmm. Like he's just using a FaceTime.
Yeah,
FaceTime function on his laptop. It's probably what he's doing. He's probably just using the FaceTime function on his laptop.
All right. I was just curious.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, but.
Okay. Here we go.
Nick Saban is probably going to be fine. In the vast, vast majority of the chances, he is going to be perfectly fine. The same thing was true of Bobby Bowden, who is about to turn 91 years old and beat the coronavirus without any significant issues at all. The same thing was true of the president of the United States, who is not anybody's model of perfect health, and he beat the coronavirus in a few days because, again, data matters. Facts matter. 0 to 19 years old, if you get the coronavirus, do you know what your survival rate is? 99.997%. If you are 20 to 49 years old, do you know what your survival rate is from the coronavirus? 99.98%. If you are 50 to 69 years old, which is where Nick Saban is right now, 99.5% survival rate. Even if you are over the age of 70, you have a 94.6% survival rate here. Facts matter. I don't know why the Corona Bros in sports media won't use them. We have played hundreds of college football and NFL games without any negative consequences at all. Nobody has been severely ill. Nobody has needed to be hospitalized. Nobody has had the nearly died. We've also played thousands of high school football games all over this country. Also, again, no one has had any major issue. This is making me want to pull my hair out. The lack of basic understanding and comprehension when it comes to exactly how the coronavirus impacts otherwise healthy people. We've got to get back to work. We've got to get back to school. We've got to get back to sports everywhere. We've got to get back to normalcy. And I give credit to Nick Saban for coming out and saying that he's having absolutely no issues. The reality is, after about 7 or 8 or 9 days, he's going to be back. He's going to be 100%, and he's not going to have had any issue at all. That's based on looking at the statistical data. Now, this doesn't.
So there you go.
So it's just basically like, yeah, you're not going to fucking die.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's really the underlying story here.
Yeah. But that's what keeps everybody hiding in their fucking house, is the fear of dying. And there's nothing to be afraid of. It's no more dangerous than anything else. It's no more dangerous than the flu. It's no more dangerous
actually, according to the numbers, the flu is actually more dangerous.
Yeah, and they have a vaccine for that shit. Get the fuck out of here with this corona. I don't care how many months we've been sitting around waiting for this shit. It's fucking bullshit. I'm just going to say it. It's fucking bullshit.
We shut down the whole country and almost ruined our economy over a minuscule chance that something could happen to you.
And if we let this fucking knothead Biden into the fucking office, he's going to shut it down again.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. Wake the fuck up, people. Honestly, don't listen to me. Listen to those fucking numbers that were just spewed at you that are actual data.
Yeah, well, you can find it on the CDC website. You can go over there and look at it yourself.
Look at the fucking numbers instead of being such a fucking coward. Have people died with coronavirus? Absolutely, there has been some. Absolutely. Have people died with the flu? Absolutely. Will some people die between now and Christmas because of the flu? Yes. Just like there'll be some people that are going to die in a fucking car accident or having a stroke or an aneurysm or choking on a fucking dick or whatever. You're going to have people that are going to die of everything in the next 2 months. Get the fuck over it. Live your life. You know, every day that you spend inside fucking locked down, is that really living? If that's what life is, do you even want it? You know, to me, that sounds a whole lot like fucking jail. Sounds just like jail. Nothing to fucking do. Nowhere to go. Nowhere you can do anything. Everything that you want to do taken away from you. That sounds just like fucking prison, doesn't it?
It is prison. It's a creed. It's my own prison.
Yeah. It's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
And people, and we're doing that because one of every 1 million people could potentially maybe possibly die. Fuck off. Fuck off.
All right. Here's some more.
Mean that at some point in time, there might not be a negative associated with somebody getting positive, just like every now and then somebody otherwise young and healthy tests positive for the seasonal flu and ends up having a major issue. But I got to say this right off the top. Have any of you ever tested positive for the flu? I've had the flu. I get a flu shot every year because I do daily content, because I get up at 4:30 in the morning. And because I do a radio show, and then I do a TV show, and I run a business. And if I'm not able to show up and work, then the shows don't go on. So I try to be as healthy as I possibly can. I've had the flu before. I haven't missed a day of work in probably 6 or 7 or 8 years. I've never missed a day of radio in my life for being sick. And I've been doing radio for over a decade now, daily radio. Okay.
So. Yeah, I relate to this guy. I mean, you know, when was the last time I missed a day of work? I think 25 years. Seriously.
I was going to say, you never miss work.
I never miss work. I don't think I've been, I literally have not been sick in, what is this? I'm going to say 12 years.
Yeah.
I don't think I've even had a cold in 12 years.
Well, you get cold. Well, you get allergy cold.
I get allergies. Allergies are a little bit different. Those just affect my sinuses more than anything else. But as far as getting like a cold or the flu, I think the last time I had any kind of a sickness per se, a fever or flu or anything, I think it was like 2008.
Yeah.
You know?
I get sick, but it's because I run around like a fucking maniac.
Yeah.
And I know that and I accept that. That's part of my deal. Is I'm not willing to sacrifice fucking partying and smoking pot and drinking and eating shitty food. I'm not willing to sacrifice that to be healthy every fucking day of the year.
Yeah.
I'm not willing to do it.
Yeah. But as far as like, have I missed work? I'm trying to remember the last time if I ever called off from work. To be honest with you, I don't think I've called off of work in, because I couldn't make it in. I'm trying to think. I mean, it literally has been decades.
I know I've asked you to call in and be sick a couple of times. You're always like, I can't fucking do that.
Yeah, of course. I'm trying to think. I'm at work every fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's just the work ethic. I hear in the back of my head is my dad.
Sure.
Son, you've got an obligation. These people pay your salary. You owe them a day's work.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, even on days I don't feel like, you know, I have vacation and stuff. I could just say, yeah, I'm going to take a sick day or whatever. I can't even do that because here's the way my mind works. I can't even take a sick day, even though it's due me.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I stayed at home, then I couldn't enjoy the day. I couldn't go, you know, I probably should be at work today, but I took a day off and I wonder what's going on at work. You know, I can't do it.
Yeah, I always hear my dad in the back of my head saying, if you give somebody that opportunity, they're going to take that fucking from you. My dad, that was my dad's life lesson, was don't give up any opportunities because the minute you do, there's always somebody that'll swoop in and take it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm like, fuck that. I'm not giving mine up to no. I mean, I work through being sick a lot of times, most times. I got to be really sick to not work. I mean, you know me, dude. I'm the guy that has a fucking, literally on one side of the bed has a Surface and on the other side of the bed has a fucking iPad, so that no matter which way I roll, I can fucking do some work if there's an idea in my head.
Well, you know, in the 25 years I've been doing this show, I don't think I've not done this show because I was sick.
Yeah. I've missed a few, but
I know you have, but I don't think I've not done the show because I was too sick to do the show.
Yeah. I know this year I've missed one show this year. Only one. And that was the that's when I think I had COVID, to be honest.
Yeah.
January, because I was sick. Like
end of December or the first part of January.
Yeah, it was the first week when we were supposed to come back.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, it was the week we were supposed to come back, and I couldn't even walk down the hall. I was so sick. And I really think I had COVID.
You could have.
It took me 7 or 8 days, and I mean, I couldn't catch a breath. I couldn't breathe. Couldn't stop coughing. Had the 102, 103 fever. And guess what? I didn't go to the doctor. I didn't get admitted to the fucking hospital. I drank a bunch of water and laid in bed for 8 days. That's what I did.
Yeah.
And then I was fine. So.
All right, here we go.
Why do I bring that up? Just because you are sick or even because you feel ill doesn't mean you have to run out and go get a test. If you have the flu, you know that you have the flu. You probably have never tested positive for the flu in your life. I never have. I don't even know that I've ever had a flu test. It's more dangerous to many of you watching than COVID is. Okay. If you feel sick, stay home. Otherwise, get back to normal life. Do it. That's what we all need to do across the country. And this is a message for all the Corona Bro sports writers out there, for all the Corona Bro members of the sports media, who every time there is a positive test, they run out and write the same fear porn column that they've been writing since back in March about how we have to shut everything down. And oh my God, how in the world do we continue to play here? Here.
Did he just say fear porn?
He did. Fear porn.
the COVID bros.
The Corona bros.
The Corona bros.
He calls them the Corona bros.
That's pretty funny. The fear porn.
The fear porn from the Corona bros.
All right.
Is my statement to you, and I want you to listen carefully. If you believe it is unsafe to play football, you're wrong, but that is your belief. Then actually step up and stand behind your belief and announce that you will no longer tweet or cover football because it's not safe enough to play right now. You can't sit around Monday to Friday ripping everybody who's trying to find a way to get back to normal and play sports for doing so Monday to Friday. And then on Saturday and Sunday, you tweet about every game that you're watching. You may well travel and cover one. And then come back to Monday again. You are ripping the NFL and college football and any other sport for playing. Step up to the plate. If it's not safe for people to be playing football, and by the way, it is, but if you believe it's not safe, then quit your job. Stop working, all right? Period. Because if it's not safe to play football, then it's certainly not safe for you to travel and write about football. What you are doing is being a tremendous hypocrite. You yourself aren't even following the same hectoring and lecturing advice that you are giving everyone else in the world of sports. If it's not safe to play football and you want to beat that drum over and over and over again and be wrong, Corona bro, then at least have the testicular fortitude to stop working yourself. Give up your paycheck. Sit out the fall. Don't comment on football because it's too dangerous to play.
He's right.
Well, he is right. It's put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah. Put up or shut up.
Yeah. I mean, that really is what, you know, people get tired of, the hypocritical thought process. It's like, you know, if you're going to go out there and beat that drum or preach that gospel, you need to live by those same rules.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And some of these guys make a lot of money.
They do make a lot of money.
Like one that drives me absolutely crazy, and I don't know if you'll know this guy or not, but I know people in our audience will, is Adam Schefter. Do you know who he is?
I don't know who he is.
He's a guy at fucking communist ESPN. He's the guy that breaks all the fucking NFL stories first. He's always the guy that is like, word out of Carolina is that they're going to trade this guy or whatever. You know, he's that guy.
Okay.
And he can't fucking say more things about coronavirus and how everybody should be quarantined and they shouldn't be doing this or that constantly. Anytime anybody is even thought to have COVID, it's on his Twitter first every fucking time. And then he's the first one that's covering every goddamn game, And I mean, he's a liberal bag of shit to go with it, but you know, he's exactly who Clay Travis is talking about here. Just Monday through Friday, bitching at people for fucking continuing on, and Saturday, Sunday, pretending like it's not happening. Like, oh, Tom Brady threw for another touchdown. Fantastic. Touchdown, Tommy. It's like, fuck you, Schefter, you cunt.
Right. You can't have it both ways. You can't cash a paycheck predicated on kids being able to play football in college and the NFL, simultaneously lecture us all for wanting to play, and then show up on Saturday and Sunday and write and talk about football like Monday to Friday didn't happen at all. Hold these people accountable in the Corona Bro sports media. Hold them accountable for not being consistent, for being hypocrites. And you know who these people are. You see their Twitter feeds Monday to Friday. The minute there's a positive test, oh my God, they run around like a chicken with their head cut off. And then as slowly everybody realizes, okay, you know, positive test, we're going to have to adjust on the fly. We'll have to postpone something. We're going to have to adjust the schedule. Then when that happens, They go back Saturday and Sunday and cover sports like it's no big deal at all. It is infuriating, and they need to be held accountable, and there's very few places to hold people accountable. Corona bros are trying to still cancel football because they're not happy that they lost the battle for football to be played.
All right. Jeez. Why do people care so much?
I don't know.
I don't get it. It's just like, why do you care?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why are you so affected?
Yeah, it's like, just don't do it yourself. If you're scared, don't do it. But don't fucking try and judge me. It's none of your fucking business what I do. That's always been my thought, is it's none of your fucking business.
Yeah.
You know, if I wanted to go, if there was a fucking room full of air that somehow automatically gives you cancer, and I want to go in that room, that's up to me.
Yeah.
You don't get to tell me. You don't get to advise me. Fuck you. I don't need your fucking advice. I'm a fucking grown man. Fuck you. Don't need your help making my decision, you fuck. And you're not any smarter than anybody else. Why? Because you have a fucking 200,000 followers on Twitter? Go fuck yourself. The only reason you have that is because you have a fucking major corporation behind your goddamn name, you cocksuckers.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Again, with the whole money thing.
Yeah. You know, it's like, go fuck yourself. God, I hate fucking people.
Yeah. There's a comedian on YouTube. It's called Awake with JP.
Okay.
I think I sent this to you, where he's kind of goofing on broadcasters, since we're on this subject.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how he was goofing on them about the whole frightening everybody out of their minds over this COVID shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how well this will translate in audio.
All right.
But check this out.
So I should just put the mask on while I walk from here to the podium and then take it off?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, lucky to make it here alive. We have updated numbers on the infection fatality rate for COVID-19 directly from the CDC. The viral weather outside has never been deadlier, but before we get to our regularly scheduled pandemic update, I'd like to begin by reminding you that trillions of people have died. And I tell you this so you'll be in a fearful state, and therefore it'll be much easier to manipulate you into believing everything I say after this point. Is every
trillions of people have died.
Everyone afraid? Good. Before we get to the most updated infection fatality rates for COVID-19, just to give you a reference point, take a look at the flu. It has an infection fatality rate of 0.1%. Says who? Your most trusted health advisor, Anthony Fauci, in the New England Journal of Medicine. Now, the updated infection fatality rates for COVID-19, just released by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, are as follows. For 0 to 19 years old, it's 0.00003%. For ages 20 to 49, it's 0.0002%. For ages 50 to 69, it's 0.005%. And for ages 70 and up, it's 0.054%. And now compare it again to that of the flu with an infection fatality rate of 0.1%. With these COVID-19 numbers being side by side with the flu, which is higher? I don't know. The science isn't back on it yet.
So the flu fatality rate is 1%. The COVID rate is less than 0.5%.
Here's my question. When are we going to stop with this shit? When are we going to just say enough?
Well, I think it's just a matter of the general public being educated and gone, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I'm not going to, you know, bow to this pressure. You know, the thing is that the media, the mainstream media, just relies on the ignorance of the public who won't look into this stuff.
Yeah.
They won't look into it for themselves. They just you know, they just suck it up like tripe off of, you know, Facebook or Twitter or their local, you know, media outlets, MSNBC or CNN or even Fox.
But when you hear somebody or see somebody say something that's just clearly wrong, doesn't it, are you at the point now where you're past even wanting to correct them, where you're just at the point where you're just like, you're just a fucking dummy?
Yeah. I just go, yeah, go live your life, dude. Yeah. Whatever. That's, because it doesn't affect me one way or the other.
I get it all the time with Pinball PA. I get quite a few people that are like, are you going to make people wear masks? And I'm like, no, I'm not. I have the standard line that I say to every phone call that I do, which is if you're not wearing a mask, we assume it's a medical reason. We do not ask why.
Yeah. If you wear a mask, God bless you. If you don't,
I assume there's a medical reason and it ain't my problem.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
You just do what you want.
Yeah, exactly. And I get quite a bit of blowback on the phone from people that are just like, well, you know, you could be risking people's lives.
Again, where did you get your information and what?
I don't even go to that.
Well, I know, but in my head, the immediate thing is, do you know something I don't?
My answer now is, you're right. And I leave it there. And then, and most of them are just like, click. They just hang up because they don't have any answer to that.
Yeah, there's nothing left to say.
Yeah. But I literally do just say, you're right.
Yeah.
You know, and that's that. I can't be bothered with that kind of shit. I can't. I know that there's probably a more business-like way I could handle that. But at this point, I just don't want to. I've answered the question 7,000 times now. And it's at this point, it's like, if you're too fucking scared to live your life, I'm not going to try and convince you otherwise. I'm just not going to do it. I'd rather go bankrupt because a bunch of cowards are too fucking afraid to live their life than cater to them, to their pussification. Let me tell you why it's going to be okay if you come to Pinball PA. Let me tell you, I'm going to have my staff walk around personally with a bubble around your family to take care of you. And we're going to put the machine you're playing in the bubble so that you don't have to breathe anyone's air. Fuck off. Come and play. If you don't want to, then don't. If you're too fucking scared, then buy your own fucking pinball machines. Stop calling me and asking me to fucking make your life safe. It's not my fucking job. My job is just to fucking stick some fucking pinball in front of you and let you play if you want.
Yeah, the doors are open. If you want to come in, come on in. If you don't,
And then if you don't, then fucking beat it.
Yeah.
Beat it. Stern is selling all kinds of pinball machines right now. Go buy one of theirs. Go buy 20 of theirs. Put them in your fucking basement, your man cave. You fucking twat. Go away.
All right, there we go. You
fucking suck.
I agree.
If you accidentally thought for yourself, you'd realize the current COVID-19 death count is many times less than the original predictions that were used to justify the lockdowns. But when you look at the numbers, let's not do the math, because we've got an election coming up. So what's the solution to these drastically low death rates? Longer lockdowns, celebrate face coverings, adult diapers, and more intense social distancing practices. Like, we'll be removing fetuses from their mother's womb and placing them in social distancing protective aquariums. We're finding it's too dangerous letting them be in close proximity, so it's for their protection.
We're not doing that one yet.
Oh, we're not doing that one yet. Well, if you give us an inch, we'll take a mile. But we'll take that mile inch by inch, so you hopefully won't notice. In conclusion, there's a question raised by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Do pandemics disappear when mortalities cease? Or when it's no longer in the media's financial interest to frighten and shame the public? Well, that's such a great question. We'll be happy to censor any attempt to answer it for your protection. Well, that's it, folks. Please stay tuned for future updates. And remember, be terrified and cover your identity. Yes, you all.
Be terrified.
Yeah, it's true.
Yep.
I am so sick of people being afraid to fucking live their life.
I agree.
Just do it. And if you can't, then don't. But don't whine about somebody else doing it. You know, just don't.
Yeah. If you don't want to go out in public, and if you want to stay quarantined, like, you know, presidential candidate Joe Biden in your basement, do that. Yeah. But don't tell me I can't come out of my house because you don't want to come out of your basement.
Yeah, exactly. Just sickening.
It is sickening.
The level of fucking ridiculous pussies that we have in this nation that are just falling for it and continue to fall for it. It's amazing to me how ridiculously stupid people are. It's just amazing to me. Anyway.
All right. Well, let's take a short break here. Let's play a few songs. I got a request for some Testament.
All right.
Our good friend Taylor has requested some Testament. So I think a good song to take us out of this segment is some Perilous Nation.
All right.
So here it is. It's a Testament exclusively here
on your classic metal show.